Les colloques du Collège de France.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Bonjour tout le monde. It's a great pleasure for me to have you here in the context of this share that I got some time ago in collaboration between Collège de France and INRIA. And this colloquium, this conference is organized with the support also of Sorbonne University, my university, that wanted to join to this event. So I have been very honored to get this chair that allowed me to present the way I see now the model reduction and the reduced basis method. Using artificial intelligence, but not only, and especially because I am a mathematician, an applied mathematician, not only to go fast to get the solution, but also to be accurate and to have a posteriori error bounds. And this is what I try to present during these 8 courses and also during the inaugural lecture that was given in February. I had also the pleasure to invite at Collège de France engineers working in industries that use the reduced basis method in order to check that it goes beyond the academic world and is used on a regular way in order to solve real problems with accuracy and with speed. And it balances a little bit what I presented to say that what is important for me is to have a priori, a posteriori error bound, to know what to do if the accuracy is not the one that we want and to try to be able to improve it. Because in some cases in industry, people want to go fast. And if they want to be reliable, they need to go through the process of a certified software that will guarantee that the computation has been accurate. So, for instance, at Safran, what we were told is that they use the reduced basis method without a posteriori error bound in order to go fast to an optimized solution, maybe not the very best one, but an improved one. And they start to process during the time that the certification is done through the certified code. Okay, so they start with an improved value of the coefficient, knowing that the solution should be accurate, but it will be certified during the process of the construction. And of course, from time to time, it fails. And from time to time, they have to redo the thing. So that was very enlightening for, I think, the community to know that there are these different approaches in which you want to be reliable, certified. Like Babushka said, we want to sign the blueprint. And he was looking us with his blue eyes by saying this, that at the end, what was important was not only to get the solution, but to be sure that it represents with accuracy the solution. Okay, so now we have 3 days of open session with people coming from everywhere on the world, like Eileen was saying yesterday. So it's an open discussion in which there will be different presentations. And I want again to thank Sorbonne University, INRIA, and especially Collège de France for hosting this conference. Actually, I had the choice between either a seminar or a colloquium, and I asked both. Okay, because I thought the subject was important enough to have both these different visions from the industry and also from the academic. And now it's time for the academia to present the news. I want also to take the opportunity to thank all the people at Collège de France that are helping us with this share. And also the fact that it is recorded so that everything that is said, or almost everything that will be said today and during the courses is recorded, so you can go and check for it. And I want especially to thank Marina De Castro Cartier, who here is assisting me in the preparation of this conference and at Sorbonne University in Laboratoire Jacques Lullion, c'est Rika Loison that was in contact with you in order to set the travel. I think now it's time to make the first presentation.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.